Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
An opinion about the what he's calling the mother of all economic crises. That's on the way here tonight. Here it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
Let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. Rob is on the line in Vermont. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So, there was an article that came out a couple of days ago about Gene Simmons. And Gene Simmons is the bass player for Kiss.
Okay.
That's a very long
time.
And
he's advocating for mandatory vaccine shots.
Oh, of course he is. I mean, because all these big rockers from back in the day are totally owned by the government establishment. Remember you had, who was the guy from, was it Twisted Sisters?
D. Snyder.
Yeah. He was going insane for masks and vaccinations.
Yep.
I mean, there's a video out there now that, you know, says that people should just go along to get along.
Yep.
That we don't have the rights like you think we do. That's disturbing.
That's what he said.
They're calling him a bootlicker.
He said it was selfish to not get a vaccine, which I don't understand. So what we know now, the vaccine isn't intended to stop the spread. There is no evidence that this vaccine was ever going to do that. Now, that's what they sold us at one point.
Yeah.
But it's not true, so therefore it is not true to get the vaccine. I mean, I guess you would be selfless by getting a vaccine that didn't work. But you're not selfish for not getting a vaccine that didn't do what they said it was going to do. The vaccine, at this point, all they can say the vaccine does is it makes it less likely you're going to die or have serious complications from COVID-19.
I don't even know if I believe that.
Yeah, I don't know whether I believe it either.
But is that even
same
true?
People said that,
right.
I don't have to believe that. That's all their – the only claim they have left for the vaccine is that claim. And therefore, that is a claim – that you make for yourself, right? Like, it doesn't matter. It isn't going to stop the spread. So getting the vaccine isn't a selfish or selfless act. It's simply for yourself.
Yeah. And let's just say for a moment that it is selfish. So what?
Yeah.
Are you not allowed to be selfish?
At this point, getting the vaccine is selfish.
Of course it is. Well, it always was. Everything you do is selfish because you're doing the things that you think are best for you, right?
Right.
Day to day. Rob, thanks for bringing the story up, man. Anything else you want to comment on?
Yeah, I'm wondering, you know, because Gene Simmons, he's a businessman. And, you know, he won't talk to you unless he could make some kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if he's somehow capitalizing on this.
Maybe he's got Pfizer stock. Gene Simmons invested in Pfizer, perhaps. That's a possibility, Rob. Thanks for pointing it out tonight. Appreciate your call. The number here is 603-283-6160. You know, I know so little about Kiss, I had no idea he was the bass player. I figured he must have been the front man.
Like, Kiss has had, like, 100 reunion shows and farewell tours now that, like, they haven't been relevant in so long. But, like, I mean...
Well, I mean, rock music is really not relevant these days, unfortunately.
True.
And they've made themselves even less relevant. Relevant because they used to be. It used to be about rebellion, right? Back in the day, rock music was the music of the rebel, and now it has completely flipped.
Yeah.
And you've got they're now raging in favor of the machine and the Gene Simmons and Twisted Sister. I mean, it's just bad.
Rage Against the Machine never raged against the machine. It only raged for a different, bigger machine.
That's true.
It really just raged for a paycheck.
Yeah.
what it did. Yeah. Gene Simmons and the entity known as KISS, the band, of all bands, received so much criticism from, you know, the status quo when they were coming up, before they, you know, as they were getting famous because of, you know, the show that they put on. They're like, well, these guys are satanic, they're the devil, and all this kind of stuff. No, my daughter will never listen to this crap, you know, that kind of a thing.
Weren't they just guys with face makeup? I mean, were they really satanic?
But they were derided by every possible major media that could possibly be. They were insulted. They were put down. They were told that it isn't art and all this kind of thing. And they became successful in spite of all that. Yeah. So now
because
that they're
of all that.
Yeah, now that they're, you know, basically the kings of merchandise, right? That's how they became the multi-million dollar entity that they are. Now that they're comfortable. Right. Now that they're wealthy and they have all the comforts that they could ever want,
right?
They can't understand why somebody would rebel against them.
Do what you're told. All right, well, somebody else who doesn't believe in doing what you're told, Ron Paul, he's weighing in with his weekly column here from the Ron Paul Institute entitled The Mother of All Economic Crises. Now, I mean, Ron Paul has been talking for a long time about, you know, not a very sunny economic horizon, right? Like, it's been looking pretty bad from Ron Paul's perspective.
When was this published?
This is this week.
Okay.
So for Ron Paul to say, or last week, for Ron Paul to say this is the mother of all economic crises, pretty big statement. So here's what he has to say. Noriel Roubini, a former advisor to the International Monetary Fund and a member of President Clinton's Council of Economic Advisors, was one of the few quote-unquote mainstream economists to predict the collapse of the housing bubble. Now, Roubini is warning that the staggering amounts of debt held by individuals, businesses, and the government will soon lead to the mother of all economic crises. Roubini properly blames the creation of a debt-based economy on the near or at zero interest rate and quantitative easing policies pursued by the Federal Reserve and other central banks. The inevitable result of the zero interest and quantitative easing policies is price inflation wreaking havoc on the American people. Of course, we're already starting to see the latest results of inflation.
$5 eggs, yo.
$5, yeah. Crazy, right?
$5 eggs.
The Fed has been trying to eliminate price inflation with a series of interest rate increases. So far, these rate increases, and it's strange that Ron Paul's describing this as price inflation. I mean, isn't he talking about eliminating quote-unquote inflation?
Well, he's distinguishing price inflation from inflation.
But isn't the idea of raising interest rates, isn't the idea there that fewer people will take out loans from banks because the rates are higher, and so therefore they're less likely to take out loans, and so therefore fewer dollars will be printed into the economy?
Sure. Price inflation is occurring right now because money costs more.
I thought price inflation happens because money is printed out.
Well, he might just be referring to the symptom or the thing that most consumers will see, which is price inflation when it comes to the monetary policy.
He says, and it's worth pointing out in 2000 and when during the economic crash of like 2006, 7, 8, in that time frame, that there was a lot of money printed in quantitative easing, but it was all given to banks, and the banks didn't release it into the market. Thus, you didn't see price inflation as a result. So inflation doesn't necessarily mean price inflation.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, so the banks used it to pay back their bad debt and then called it a day.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. He says here, these rate increases have not significantly reduced price inflation, and that's because rates remain at historic lows. Yet the rate increases have had negative economic effects, including a decline in the demand for new homes. Increasing interest rates make it impossible for many middle and working class Americans to afford a monthly mortgage payment for even a relatively inexpensive home. And, Captain, you've been looking at houses recently. Has the increasing interest rates on mortgages been a deterrent to you in recent months?
I would say that particular aspect slightly. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a reduction in demand, and that is to say that I, at least here in New Hampshire where I've been looking,
people still want to buy houses.
People still want to buy houses. I mean, think about it. Right? Everybody needs a place to live. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a reduction in demand, and that is to say I'm seeing the same houses in the price ranges that I've been looking going at about the same pace that they kind of always have. Now,
it's not still shooting up, though, right? Because it was that people were like bidding, going into bidding wars for homes, and I've heard that that's stopped.
I don't know if that has. I haven't made any offers on anything, so I'm not really that familiar with, you know, that kind of a thing. But I can tell you that the prices are still going up for homes. In fact, the property that I do own got reassessed for more than double the tax.
That's crazy. There's more coming up here in moments. We got more on what Ron Paul has to say about the rates that the government, the Federal Reserve, has been raising these interest rates. They just did another 50. I think it was basis point raised this month. What's it mean for the
future? You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
lines are open. If you want to join the show, you're invited. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up absolutely anything you want to discuss here. And also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. If you want to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then click Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. You'll find some introductory information there that will help introduce you to some of the important concepts in the world of cryptocurrency, like decentralization and permissionless access to your value that you've created in life. I mean, you shouldn't have to ask permission to
what are keys, how to care for them,
to send money from or value from one person to another. So head over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. If you're not brand new to Bitcoin, you want to learn about the latest news headlines, they've got that there too over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. We're going to continue with Ron Paul here in a moment. We have Christopher Cantwell on the lines here, fresh out of federal prison and the halfway house that they stuck him into, apparently for about a month after you got out. Chris, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
It's good to be on with you, fellas. Yeah, man. As you hopefully don't have to find out, Ian. You know, normally you do like 10% of your sentence you do in a halfway house, but because the United States federal government is no Fannie Hummel correspondent, they screwed me out of it. They gave me 1 month.
Wait. You're upset about only going to the halfway house for a month? Does that mean you had to spend more time in prison?
Yes.
Or?
Yes. It's not like I want to be in the halfway house longer. Mm-hmm. The idea is that, as a matter of fact, they offered me that. Like, I was like, you people completely screwed me, you know, out of my halfway house time. And the PO was like, he's like, well, I'll get you another 6 months in the halfway house. I'm like, I'm trying to stay there longer.
Like extra jail. You want some extra jail?
Like, you're trying to extend my sentence? How do you think I have a double-digit IQ here? Come on.
Wow.
And so, it's all right because that gave them minimal opportunity for behavior modification, which, you know, halfway houses are kind of big on. It's like you can punish me or you can tell me what to do. It's hard to do both. And so, but I'm now out of the halfway house. You know, when they put me in, you guys know, your audience, some of them will know, that they had me in this communications management unit thing.
Yeah, describe that.
The communications management unit is basically, it's a prison within a prison. It's Gitmo North is kind of the tagline for it. A lot of my neighbors were named Muhammad.
Mm.
And the idea is that, they don't want you talking.
Mm-hmm.
And so, they would not, as a matter of fact, like I called Jared Howe, so to speak. He was, recording my calls and publishing them the whole time I was in jail. I was calling Free Talk Live, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, they forbade me from speaking to you at all because of your charges.
Mm-hmm.
And they, and then they blocked Jared Howe for publishing our phone calls.
Did they put in this CM unit because of your media experience?
Well, I had a communications-related charge.
Sure.
I was convicted of extortionate interstate communications. But not everybody who has a communications-related charge ends up in the CMU. Everybody in the CMU basically has some kind of political connection to what it is that they're in there for.
I was thinking it was because you did digital content. You know, you had your own show and that kind of a thing. Plus, you've been on this show and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and so but in the CMU handbook, they say that you have one of your rights as a prisoner is to speak to the media. Okay. And so I'm like, okay, well, what they did was they said that Jared publishing the phone calls was third party contact. So you're not allowed to use like three way calling in jail. Right.
Who is this person that you're referring to? I don't know what you're talking about.
You know who Jared Howe is?
Friend
Jared Howe is the host of a podcast called So To Speak. It was until pretty recently syndicated proudly at ChristopherCantwell.net.
This is another ultra-right-wing talk show host, right?
Okay.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's a right-wing talk show host. And so he was when he published a call, they said, hey, that's third-party contact. And I'm like, well, you say I got a right to speak to the media, and it's kind of what the media does, dummy. What are you talking about?
Right.
You know?
They publish.
So I went through this whole, like, administrative remedy process, because you can't sue the bastards until you go through all the administrative procedure, okay?
Great.
And they drag this out for an entire year. You go, you file to your case manager, and then the case manager says, go to hell, and then you say, go to the warden, and the warden waits a month, and then he says, go to hell.
Yeah.
And then you go to the regional office, and then you go to the central office. And after you've gone to the central office, and all of these people have told you to go to hell, then you can sue them.
Right.
And so they dragged this out procedurally for over a year until I was released.
Oh, my God.
Wait, is that because they – hold on, just to clarify. Is that because they didn't put you in the communications management unit off – like right out the gate? Like as soon as you got into prison, you were not in the CMU?
Well, I got to – I was in – when I got to prison, like I was in jail and I was – there's no CMU in county jail.
Right,
like,
okay.
I got to the federal prison – they put me straight in a CMU.
And how long were you in federal prison? Because wasn't your sentence like, I don't know, 3 years or something, 2.5 years? What was the sentence?
41 months.
41
months.
You do
85% of your time in the feds. You do 85. 10 months out of the year. So like I did like 35 months. But
So three years.
I was locked up. That includes pretrial detention in county.
Right.
Jail. Right.
And you were locked up basically the whole time until your trial.
Yeah, and so I was held in pretrial detention, I never made bail.
Right, and so then, if I recall correctly, when you got sentenced, so you're basically a year in being held prior to the sentence being issued, and then if I recall correctly, they couldn't transfer you out of Stratford County Jail for some, whatever, COVID reason or whatever it was, there was some delay in actually getting you to the federal facility. How long was it after you were sentenced until they finally took you into a federal facility?
It was about 14 months.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so I spent like 14 months in county. I spent 1 month in a private prison, a CCA, Corrections Corporation of America. I spent 1 month in one of these places, which was a nightmare hellhole.
Really? So the private prison was actually worse than the government prisons you were in?
Yeah, it was terrifying. Like it was just like the place was completely run by gangs and the COs were like,
you don't have to pay gangs as much. it's cheaper.
It was crazy. Like they were just like smoking K2 all day and killing each other. Like people got stabbed and beat up. Like guys are just smoking in the day room in front of the cops. And stuff.
Wow,
it was just crazy.
And was this one? Where was this prison? This was between going from New Hampshire to your end destination at the federal prison.
Yeah. They took me from the Stratford County Jail in Dover, New Hampshire, to Tallahatchie, Mississippi, the CCA facility over there. And I was there for like a month before they took me to the federal prison, the United States Penitentiary in Marion, Illinois, and that's where I went to the CMU.
Was this all on buses?
Buses and planes. I went on Conair.
Conair.
That's curious.
All right, Chris, you got time to tell more stories, right?
Yeah.
Chris Cantwell is here. He's fresh out of federal prison. And, of course, whenever you go to prison, you got some stories to tell.
Somebody play institutionalized.
All right, there's more coming up here. And you can share your thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. You can take control of it.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. All across the central U.S., from the border with Canada all the way to the Gulf Coast, an Arctic blast is bringing a wide range of wintry threats in the Great Lakes.
So we're expecting this winter storm to strengthen as it moves through the Great Lakes into Friday, and that's just going to create a large area of high winds and heavy snow with this system.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Hoving is in Michigan. Winter storm warnings and extreme sub-zero wind chill alerts are posted in northern states, while hard freeze warnings cover many states in the south. Wind chill, even a concern across Texas this week. The Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee approving a motion to release materials regarding the tax returns of former President Trump to the House of Representatives. The move will clear the way for the materials to be made public, although it is unknown when they'll be seen. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Bring up anything you want to discuss. It's Ian, the captain, and Mark here in the studio tonight. And we also have on the line still Christopher Cantwell, who is fresh out of federal prison after spending a month after he got out of prison. So he got out in mid-November, and then they kept him in this halfway house where he was still under phone calling restrictions. He still wasn't allowed to communicate, I don't think, with the media during that time at the halfway house, but he is now out of said halfway house and is once again able to communicate. We, of course, followed his case fairly closely here on Free Talk Live. I wanted to attend it, but they wouldn't allow me due to my medical exemption from wearing a mask. I ended up trying to file a motion in the court, and they denied it, of course, at that time. Now, of course, I'm in the very same courthouse, and I'm the only person not wearing a mask. Because as it turned out, Chris, when you have a doctor's note and they have to put you on trial, then they will let you in without a mask on. So that's what's been happening. I've been the only person in the courtroom with the exception of the witness and
irony,
the questioning attorney. But welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Well, if you're not wearing a mask in that courtroom, I hope you've got no Democrats on your jury, man. It's dangerous, you know.
Well, there's a good chance that I do, because what happened was at the beginning of the trial, before the trial started, when they were selecting the jurors, the court was inquiring privately with each potential juror as to what their preference would be about mask wearing, and the judge had said that if there's at least one juror who wants to have masks, then the entire courtroom will have to wear masks. If, on the other hand, all 16 jurors, because four alternates, but if all 16 jurors do not wish to wear masks, then no one will be required to wear masks. And at the very beginning of the trial, after the jury was selected, he did say that due to a small minority, as he described it, of the jurors, so that could mean one, two, three, you know, who knows, but he did not describe it as a majority. He said it was a small minority of the jurors.
Describe it as a large minority.
And, yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, that's what
funny. You know, one Democrat was in there and was like, well, you know, if I wear this thing alone in the shower, you better believe we're going to wear it in the class. So, you know.
I'm glad to see that 2 years or 3 years behind bars hasn't ruined your sense of humor, Chris.
No, prison doesn't tend to have that effect on a man, I don't think. I mean, I'll tell you, you know, I've said this a million times, that like the problem with being in prison is what you're missing on the outside. It's,
sure.
It's not so much what's going on there. I mean, you know, there's a lot of funny people in prison. So, you know, you could do some laughing. You know.
Speaking of prison changing you, I think the question that a lot of people have is...
I was going to get to it, but yeah, you can ask.
Well, and I don't want to use the wrong terms here, but the media labeled you the crying Nazi. Are you still a Nazi?
Well, you know, they labeled me the crying Nazi for a video where I said I'm not an effing Nazi, mm-hmm. is actually kind of the funny thing about that.
I can't say I've watched it.
Well, you know, most people haven't, you know, but right. But in any case, you know, I am one of a growing number of people who thinks that Adolf Hitler has been treated unfairly by history, it's safe to say. And
there's a growing number.
Isn't Ye, formerly, a.k.a. Kanye West, isn't he essentially taking that position now?
Yeah, I mean, he's basically, you know, that's his 2024 presidential campaign slogan is Hitler did nothing wrong, I think, is what he's going to do.
Although, that's a Mountain Dew drink, wasn't it?
Technically speaking, a growing number could just refer to the same number, but they're all putting on weight now.
Well, that's probably, that, I got to work off the COVID-20 myself. Mm. And so... You know, but, you know, I would say that I think that he's been treated unfairly by history, most certainly. And I would also say that I think that ethnicity plays a greater role in our politics than most people would like to admit. And that is something that you can't successfully organize a society without taking into consideration. And that's the more moderate tone that I want to take for the subject matter, can we say?
So, yes.
Well, no, I mean, he didn't say yes to the question. I think if he...
Hitler has been treated unfairly by history. Yes, he did.
I'll tell you what. I think Nazi branding is no good. It's why everybody calls their political opponents Nazi.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because look, let's just say for the sake of argument that somebody completely agrees with everything that Adolf Hitler did. For him to go and tell you that he's a Nazi does not convey that information to you. What that conveys to you is that he's a non-human, right? The cultural reference of you're a Nazi is there's nothing that we can't justify doing to you because you're the incarnation of evil.
Right. I would say that effectively is what it is. I would question if somebody said that they were a Nazi, I would ask them questions to try to figure out what they were trying to say. If somebody told me that somebody else is a Nazi, my presumption would be they disagree with that person on mm-hmm. some issue. I think that Nazi has been thrown around so much that it is nearly a useless term to describe anything. But, yes, I do think that you were incarcerated solely because you were branded as a Nazi.
Well, isn't it the golden rule in political arguments that whoever invokes the Nazi loses immediately?
Yeah, that's what it was supposed to be. That's what they were trying to do, but it just didn't work. Like... the wrong political party decided that. Go ahead.
It's the idea should be anybody who's really
you know, it's an anti-intellectual thing to do, to call people Nazi in a political argument, right?
Right.
And even if that person is of a, shall we say, right-wing anti-Semitic persuasion, it just doesn't convey any information anymore, because it's like fascist. It's just it's a useless slogan at this point that just says, I don't like your political views. And so I don't find the word very useful, and it doesn't convey meaning accurately, I'd go so far as to say.
So you are not a national socialist, is what you would say.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm no longer in this, like, I'm no longer an adherent to this libertarian propaganda that, like, markets are sacrosanct and can't be altered by government force. And I'm certainly a nationalist.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, is that national socialism? There's people who would say that.
Another question I had for you, Chris, was there were some blogs that you were making from jail, and I presume this was prior to federal prison. You were writing some blogs at, I don't know if it was ChristopherCampbell.com at the time.
It is now .net, because the .com expired while I was in a clink.
Right. And I remember reading a blog that was kind of intriguing to me as a minister. It seemed to me like you might have been coming close to finding religion while you were on the inside, and then the blogs cut off, and there was never a continuation of it, so, or at least I didn't get to see it. So I was wondering what was going on there, and where are you at with religious beliefs these days?
So when that happened, they got cut off when they blocked Jared. Jared was publishing the book.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's what they wanted to stop, essentially. And, like, I had this, like, in my drafts folder, I had this whole thing about Chinese espionage and stuff like that, but that's probably a longer topic than we're going to get into tonight. I wouldn't say that I found religion. It would be fair to say that I am of the opinion that we are not better off for having lost our religion. I think that I've been very influenced by a guy by the name of Michael Knowles, who's a podcaster with the Daily Wire. He's like a Catholic guy. And I am of the opinion that society has suffered as a result of drifting from religion, and that I am trying to reconcile that with my incapacity for believing in the supernatural.
Hmm.
And that's not an easy thing for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the short version. I have trouble articulating.
More coming up here with, well, you know, religious things can be very difficult to articulate in many circumstances. Stand by, Chris. We got more with Christopher Cantwell here. He's calling us not from prison. He's out after being, by the way, regardless of your thoughts about his viewpoint, he was a political prisoner. He was persecuted by the federal government because of his opinions. And there's more coming up here. It is.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live bonus remain. If you're not on the line right now, you're probably not getting in here tonight because everybody always calls in at the end of the show. Here with you, it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
The phones, you can join us tomorrow night. Meanwhile, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. And a few more moments here with Christopher Cantwell, and then we'll get to some other calls. Because we haven't talked to Cantwell in more than a year, I think, at this point. You were calling us when it was the trial that you had. You had
like pre-COVID?
Well, no. Because he called even though he was in federal prison, they sent him to a local prison in Virginia in the Charlottesville area because he was facing some sort of a sham civil trial. And while he was in the jail, well, he's not in this communications management unit, so he could pick up the jail phone and call us. So I guess that was most of a year ago, Chris? Do you recall? Oops, sorry.
The trial ended just after Thanksgiving, and they took me out of the county jail not so long after that.
This was in 2021? Oh, sorry, I had you muted for a second. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was at the end of 2021, the trial ended just after Thanksgiving, and I think they took almost a month to ship me back to the prison, and so it's probably almost exactly a year.
So we asked some pretty important questions a lot of people were wanting to know about you regarding are you still quote-unquote a Nazi. You did not say that you were. You did make a statement, however, that you were concerned with the role that race is playing in politics. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Does that kind of sum it up?
Yeah, I think that, look, I mean, the riots of 2020 tell you that, race is not something that you can ignore in our politics. And one side is wielding it at all times. And it's like, you know, libertarians and conservatives are just like, hey, let's talk about something else, fellas. Stop with the riots. I mean, it's just, it doesn't work.
You also mentioned that you were concerned with the way Adolf Hitler is being treated in the you know, popular culture or in the media or whatever. And I'm wondering, are you planning to vote for Yay in 2024?
I don't think I'll be able to vote in 2024.
Why not?
Because I'm a convicted felon and I'm on supervised release.
Most convicted felons can vote in most states.
But not while you're on sentence. If you're being sentenced, then you probably can't.
This isn't legal advice, and I am not an attorney, but I would say that most assuredly depends on the state that you're in. For instance, in Vermont, you can vote in the county jail. So I'm pretty sure you can vote while you're out on probation or something.
Let's talk about supervised release. What's that look like for you, and how long are you on it?
I've got 2 years of supervised release. I'm not particularly enthusiastic about it. You'll be not shocked to find my PO is not a bad guy as far as these things go. You know, you got to ask permission. You want to leave the state. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do drugs or own guns or commit crimes. Shockingly, you know.
Yeah. Pick a big state.
No, he's got to stay here. You would have to get special permission to leave New Hampshire, right?
Oh. You can't just
apparently,
pick your state.
I'm allowed to go to Massachusetts and Vermont. Apparently, I don't know exactly what the delineation was, but within the district, I guess.
Are they doing any kind of monitoring, ankle monitor, phone monitoring, anything like that?
No, I got to call my PO every Tuesday.
Okay,
and I don't have to go see him, but you know, he has the right to stop by unannounced and stuff like that.
Can he, search your whole house any old time he wants to, that kind of thing?
Not any time he wants to. The conditions are that he has to have a reason to do it, and it has to be done in a reasonable manner.
Gotcha.
I have to give them an inventory of all my devices. Like, I was just going through the thing with him. I'm like, look, you know, if every time I, you know, dispose of a thumb drive, I got to send you an email, like, this might get kind of hectic. Like, I just ordered 200 blank DVDs. Do you need to know every time I burn one? What are we talking about? Anything that I have that's capable of storing data, I've got to notify the United States about.
Wow. All right, so 2 years of that, and then presumably you're free to go where you want. Tell me something. When you were in federal prison, did you meet any famous people?
Yeah, I was in a cell next to Victor Boot.
Victor Boot, the guy who just got the best deal, the best trade deal ever, was traded out after like a decade plus in federal prison.
WNBA trade?
He got traded out for the WNBA player that Russia had picked up.
What team is she from?
No clue.
It's the first time that, like, you know, the national media paid any attention to a trade with the WNBA.
It was the first time that a man's been traded in the WNBA.
At the time you met Boot, did he know that he was on the way out, or was this before that transpired?
Well, you know, interestingly, like, this, as soon as Greiner got arrested, they were talking about trading him on the news. So, I mean, this was something that, you know, he had long hoped that there would be a prisoner exchange, and he knew, like, the Russian government was willing to trade him for Paul Whelan, you know, during the Trump administration.
And who's Paul Whelan? Was that the Marine or whatever that was over there?
Yeah, he's the American spy who got caught over there with a whole bunch of passports and was like, you guys entrapped me with that confidential information. Mm. And so he denies being a spy, but spies tend to do that. And, they were trying to trade him for Paul Whelan, and they were like, no. And then the Greiner girl got arrested. And then they're like, well, how about you give us Greiner and the spy? We'll give you Victor. And then they were like, no, one for one. And so they left their spy there, and they got this giant woman out, you know. I was joking with Victor. I was like, they should let Greiner go in Ukraine and should just step on all the buildings.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. And I was in there with Matt Hale. He's like one of the founding members of the World Church of the Creator, which is like a he hates when I describe it because he always says I'm doing it wrong, but it's basically like a atheist white supremacist religion. He's in there, so he's got a 40-year sentence for allegedly soliciting the murder of a federal judge.
Jeez.
And he disputes that finding, and I think that he got pretty much railroaded. But Manzer Alcazar was like this alleged Syrian arms trafficker who they say was involved in with Oliver North and the Iran-Contras and all this stuff.
And he was in there?
There were some VIPs there.
So even though it was a CMU, you guys had a day room where people were playing cards or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, you have, it's a row of cells. One of the nice things about the CMU is you don't have a cellmate, which I'll deal with a lot of BS to not have a cellmate personally. Right. And so, but they open those doors in the morning and then you're out. You know, mm-hmm. there's basically a hallway with some tables and TVs in it outside of the cells. It's like your day area. And then in a CMU, since we can't interact with other prisoners, we can't even get a kite, a note out into the rest of the compound. We have our own yard, which is basically a parking lot. And so, you know, we can go outside whenever we want and stuff. You're not locked in all day.
Well, Cantwell, I imagine you're going to be getting back to doing your show, which is this still going to be called Radical Agenda? Or are you going to change it up?
I am going to do Radical Agenda Stage 6 is going to conclude the Radical Agenda as such. I'm just getting started personally, but the Radical Agenda brand has been so just ruined mm-hmm. that it's blacklisted from doing business. You know, I can get credit card processing for my other ventures, but not for the Radical Agenda. For example.
Every minute on Free Talk Live is $250 for advertising Ian, your favorite Nazi pushing his show. I'm sorry.
So what's it going to be called? Do you have a new show name?
Well, I have several projects that I'm going to be working on, and people can find out all about it as I release this, these trade secrets at ChristopherCantwell.net and on my Telegram channel at t.me/followChris.
All right, man. Good luck out there, and I appreciate your call tonight. Feel free to call in with some more prison stories.
And good luck to you, my friend. I admire you for taking these guys on, and God bless you, and good luck tomorrow, okay?
Thanks, man. I do appreciate it, and feel free to call in with more prison stories. They're always entertaining. I appreciate your call.
Everybody's like prison stories.
Let's go to David. He's in Texarkana, where I think there's another prison. Go ahead, David.
I'm not in prison, though.
Yeah, I got you. What's on your mind tonight?
A lot of mention about this egg at $5. I just bought dozens for about $5.30 or so, but I want to throw a new perspective on the cost of inflation and everything. If we go back into history, when 1900, eggs were 20 cents and minimum wage was 10 cents, so mm-hmm. double the minimum wage. Same thing with milk. It was 35 cents a gallon. Housing costs, though, on the other hand, was only around $2,500.
You know, I wish we had more time to talk about this. Do me a favor, David. Call the show tomorrow, but call it 6 o'clock Central. I know you're in the Central time zone out there. Call us earlier on. I want to give this topic more time, which is what it deserves. And I appreciate your call here tonight. We will join you again tomorrow night after the rest of the Crypto 6 trial wraps up tomorrow in call.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans.
nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.